What's up? It's Nick, and welcome to another episode of Off the Bike. In the second part of our four-part series of the Zenergy story, I'm super excited to bring on someone who's been with us from the very beginning, Charleston studio manager, Meg. She's done everything that you can possibly do in the studio, from being studio manager to instructor to master instructor to leading trainings, parties, anything that you can think of, Meg has probably done it. We're going to talk today about her view on where Zenergy has come, where it started, and the continued growth and what she sees every day in the Charleston studio. Clip in, it's going to be a good one. And we're rolling. What's up, Meg? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So I'm super excited. Second part to this series. And I thought none other than to bring you on. There's very few originals and very few people that have been here since the beginning. And so many people are just so curious about how Zenergy started and all this fun stuff. And, you know, where I had the idea was we had our management retreat back in December, and it was so interesting to hear your perspective of where we started. So first and foremost, let's start with who you are, where you teach, what you do, and then we'll move from there.
Let's see. I'm Meg Stollard, and I teach in Charleston. I'm a mom of two girls, age 14 and 11. I don't know. That's really what I do. I work here, and I work at home, and that's it.
Yep. Yep. So let's go back to, oh boy, it's been almost four years now. So let's go back to the very, very, very beginning, before you were even working at Zenergy, because you started out as a rider for mm-hmm. a very short span of time. Mm-hmm. So you took like the second class with us.
Pretty much.
Not the first class because you were out of town, I think, but you were in like one of the first classes. Do you remember when we had like two people a class?
100%.
Back in those days?
I was in those classes.
There were like two people a class, but they were some of the best classes we ever had, right?
I still remember them, yeah.
So you started as a rider. Tell me about your journey from then to now. Just wing it and go with it.
As a rider?
As a rider.
Okay, well, I started on bike 12, and I sat there and thought you were nuts. I did come up just like everybody else. I had that anxiety. I had that fear. I think sometimes it's harder to do things for the first time when you're an adult, just because you have so much like built up, you know, walls and things like, I can't do this, and that's how I've been raised and whatever. So anyway, I rode, and then I thought, I will never not feel this again. That hurts so bad, and came back again and came back again and came back again. And
I think it's so important to mention, though we don't focus on this at all at Zenergy,
yeah,
I think it's so important to mention health-wise where you were mentally and physically.
Okay, so, you know, I'd been a stay-at-home mom for 11 years. I had taught some school here and there, but for the most part, I was overweight. I was doing things that I thought were good for me. I was playing tennis, and I was staying active, and I was taking, you know, a boot camp, but I never could break through that, you know, again, it, not that this is the important part, but that 2 to 3 pound wall,
right,
is what I call it. Totally plateaued, about 45 to 50 pounds heavier than I am now. And
again,
that's not important.
And again, that's not important. I'm just adding that because to kind of get a full picture
right.
of who Meg Stollard is, I do want to start with the foundation,
yeah.
just as we do in our classes. When you started riding, you were maybe a little bit in shape.
I was a little bit in shape. I had high blood pressure. I had high cholesterol.
But also mentally weren't in the happiest of places just for life in general.
Yeah, I mean, you let yourself go. I mean, not that being a mom is the best thing in the whole world, but if you don't have something outside of the house, you kind of learn that your purpose, maybe what you went to school for or what you were put on this earth for, has been kind of just sat on for a little bit. And that's okay, because you get that chance again. And thankfully, I was given that chance to like find it. And so, yeah, I started in a different place. I couldn't move weight. I couldn't change my health. I couldn't get myself in order. And I was looking down the path of a pretty like medicated next couple years.
I mean,
yeah, it's kind of fearful looking back, like, where would I be now? I would be probably on high blood pressure medicine, and I would be, you know, I just couldn't find that thing that made me tick, I guess. And when you find it, it's the best thing in the entire world.
Well, and I remember before we announced we were opening that you messaged me on Facebook mm-hmm. because the word had started to spread, you know, Charleston's such a small community.
Yes.
And nothing like this was ever brought here. Now, there were spin classes and things like that, but completely different.
Yeah.
And everybody does their own unique thing. And you messaged me, and I remember like one of the first messages, I could probably go back and find it, was like, do you guys have shoes? Do I need shoes? You know, and it was just like all these questions. And I remember at the time thinking,
oh my
goodness,
we've got
who
one of those.
Is this person?
That's hilarious.
And you started riding with us. So because we can talk about this for hours, among hours, we among could. Hours, I'm going to keep the conversation flowing by. You started writing with us. You took classes. I still remember the people that were in those original classes.
Me too.
You,
some of them are still here.
You know, some original Amanda.
Amanda, Allison Ward. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people.
Original people that even some still ride with us. Started writing with us, and about 2 months into the company, remind me. I'd say
about October of 2015.
I really stepped in to help.
Yeah, you were.
Burning at both ends.
Yeah, you were. You were fun to watch. Let's just say that.
Burning at both ends. And so you stepped in and kind of became like my assistant.
Yeah. Started folding towels, started cleaning bikes, started just doing whatever I could to take some of the burn. Yep. You know, it was hard to watch you at that point. You were riding every ride since opening.
And as a side note, do you remember how many rides that was just to throw it out a week?
Gosh. A week. Oh, easily like 20 something. Yeah,
I think
easily.
It was 24 a week.
Yeah. And because you wanted to maintain that schedule, you weren't going to let a class go because, you know, we weren't going to squelch anybody from wanting to come, even if it was two people. And so we just rode bikes. We rode bikes all the time. And I was riding triples and doubles and, you know, of course, made that leap to bike four and started riding in front of you.
Which bike four in Charleston is our boyfriend bike. Yeah. So front and center.
Yeah.
You know, let's take the focus off of me and continue the focus on
you. So I just started riding and by no means was I in the position. I was just loving being here and letting life take over on the bike for a change instead of, you know, always having to be at home cleaning and stuff. And so I stepped in, I started helping out. And then in November of 2015, I mean, you were struggling. And I remember sitting in your office. I still remember where I was sitting. I still remember where you were sitting. I still remember you looking at me saying, I need to go.
Yep.
I need to go and I need you to hop on the stand. Yep. And I remember being like, now I'm not here. I'm folding towels now. I am not here to do that. I promise this is not what I want.
Well, the interesting piece to your story is that when you started instructing with us in November, there was no training.
None.
There was nothing.
Zero.
I was at the point that, like you said, you and I were
friends.
Tag teaming.
I mean, we were friends.
We were doing everything. And I saw you with such a passion. And I came to you because you were helping me in the office. And I said, just as you said, Meg, I need a break.
Go.
I got to go. And I remember the sheer panic, like, oh my God. You know, you're Meg. So you're always willing to step in and help out, obviously.
but this is a whole new thing.
Yes. And you wanted it. You wanted to eventually become an instructor, I think.
I mean, I guess. You know, I don't know.
I think it was in the back of your mind. Maybe you weren't thinking it, but you were like, you know, I actually really enjoy this. This would be something fun.
Yeah.
Kind of like my dad. Like, he never thought he'd be an instructor, but, you know,
you just kind of fell into it.
But your first class, no training.
Zero.
You used my playlist.
I used your playlist.
I
just did what you did. That is exactly what I did.
And you completely nailed it.
But I did it in silence.
No talking.
None.
There was no training at all. We didn't have anything. At that point, because we had only been open 2 months.
I mean, we were still saying the Zenergy Lords player. We were doing things, and I had to do them, and it was terrifying. I mean, it was. And I remember you went out of town, so it was maybe, I don't think it was the first class, but it may have been the second class I had to teach, because I think I taught a cluster in there, just like I think I taught like 6 and 3 days when you were gone for the first time ever. And I remember looking out the window, and your dad, this window right here, and your dad was walking with your brother across the parking lot, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember
because I wasn't here.
No, you were not here. And I'm texting you and I'm like, oh my gosh, you didn't tell me he was coming. And now I'm freaking out. You know what I mean?
Is that the class that my brother did the push-ups in your
it
class?
It is. He 100% was on the back right bike, got off during the class and did push-ups on the floor.
And just for everyone's info, this was before we were truly even like a company.
You guys,
we were really just like,
we were just cute.
I mean, we still have fun, but we were just really having
fun
then.
Absolutely.
And so, each of our studios are so unique.
Absolutely.
They all hold a special community. You have been in the Charleston studio since day one. We'll call it day one. In probably every possible role that you could be in here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why don't you explain to everybody, whether you be a writer in Pittsburgh, a writer in Morgantown, a writer in Charleston, a staff at any of those studios, or even just someone who lives somewhere in the country that's listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Why don't you, in your eyes, explain where we started as a studio?
This is my favorite thing to talk about because nobody has any idea unless you're here at the time. And so first and foremost, Charleston's on the second floor of a building. And so you know, you come up.
We call it the treehouse studio.
We call it the treehouse because you can see trees and roofs. Anyway, you come up the stairs, and at the top, I still remember you guys. Okay, this is just, we had nothing at the top. Okay, you just turn.
Go through it, yeah.
Yeah, you turn the corner to the right, and
so
you had a front desk.
So let's do this. Let's ask all of our listeners to close their eyes.
Yeah.
And you visualize it for them as if you're walking through the space.
Okay, so you come up, and just like you come through the front doors, and it's like everybody's there to greet you, this you have to round the corner. So you take a right, and the front desk is there, and Nick was standing there, of course, because, I mean, you didn't have any front desk at the time. And so there was that, and that was it. There was, there was a mini fridge with
like
water.
A fridge that you would put in a garage.
Yeah, maybe a dorm room, mini fridge. And then on top of it was the retail, which was, made by an awesome
Hanes,
little,
I think.
Hanes, and they were this awesome little, local, t-shirt shop that you had a couple.
Yeah.
Things made.
Yeah.
That was it, actually, in the lobby, if you think about it. Oh, there was a carpet
and a couch.
There was a couch.
We need to talk about this couch.
And then you had some side tables at one point and plants. And then you had, I don't even know. I mean, it was funny.
But there was no benching. It was just the couch.
No, nothing. And then when you went to the left, you went through a curtain. You entered a studio that had 15 bikes.
A curtain.
He had 15 bikes, no backdrop on the stand. All it was just the platform, which is still the platform. I don't remember the windows because they had paper. Paper.
On them.
I mean, since then, we have covered them with black, which is still there.
Yep.
Bulletin board paper.
But we had originally just paper that was just taped up to keep the light out.
Yeah. And then we had wood pieces covering the other windows so that they weren't letting in any light. There was, I think, there was a water thing, the ones you get at Sam's, like the ones that you turn upside down.
So we would have to carry those jugs all the way up the stairs.
It was horrible.
But the worst thing that I remember, and you helped out every day with this, was the towel situation.
So one of us would, at the end of the day, so all the towels would collect all day long, and then we would take them home. And then we would wash them.
And keep in mind, we, throughout our studios, on average, we see about 100 people a day.
Yeah.
And at the time, we were probably seeing about that as well. I mean, it was
years
ago. Yeah,
it took off. And so
we had 100 towels.
100 towels a day, at least. Anywhere from 60 to 100 towels. But they because you were taking them all home at the end of the day, they had to all come back by the 6 a.m. class the next morning.
Because there wasn't a washer and dryer at
the
studio.
So you'd take them home, and then somebody, one of us, would bring them back in time for that next class. We would just stay and ride because Nick was probably teaching it, and then we'd fold them really, really, really fast in the office.
Yep.
This is when I got to know Kim Mattress. Cheers to you, girl, here in Mexico. But, this is when I remember her walking in all the time, and I think she was thinking, who's the girl in the corner folding towels?
Yep.
And then I'm thinking, who's the girl in the SoulCycle shirt on bike one?
Yep.
Anyway, so that's kind of where life went. And I still remember when you got the washer and dryer. I still remember standing at Lowe's picking it out.
Yep.
I still remember how exciting that day was. And guess where it is now, guys? It's to the right of the bathroom, in the hall as you come up the stairs. I mean,
and it's the best place
it
for
is.
It because we didn't have one.
We didn't have one, and we needed it in the studio. I'm telling you, every little piece of everything we've done has been to move this place forward.
Yep.
And so now we have a door to the studio. We have dark cubbies because I couldn't look at the white.
And it's so crazy because, and again, you can speak volumes on this. In this 4-part series of the Zenergy story. When Zenergy started, I say this to inspire people, mm-hmm. to inspire everyone, whether you want to be an entrepreneur or not. I want to talk for a second about this couch that we were just speaking of, because it's actually a really funny story.
It is.
An interesting story. So in the Charleston studio outside of the lobby, there are two rooms, one of which is right now your office,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is our staff and storage room. It used to be reversed because my office would switch every week.
Literally. It's just the point in the story this time when it was with the couch, it was in the right side.
Yep. So right now, the couch, which to visualize the couch, it was a futon from Target.
Yep.
That
black.
Folded down.
It was black.
That folded down. It was felt folded down. It was $90. And a lot of people don't know this, but again, I want to say this to inspire people, is that when Zenergy was started, when we were here and there was a company, but there wasn't a company.
Yeah.
I lived in the studio.
Literally.
Literally lived in the
studio. Well, because he had to do towels.
because of those damn towels. I didn't have a car at the time. And though my dad lived here, I could go home and shower, but my dad never, we all know my dad, he doesn't like to wake up for a 6 a.m. class.
That's right.
So he would bring me back at night around like 8 or 9 p.m. and I would spend the night in my office on the fold down futon or in the lobby on the fold down futon and then be up by 5:30 in the morning. And
riders
never knew that I lived in the only you and the staff that we then brought on knew that I lived in the studio. And it wasn't that long because we continued to grow successfully as a team.
Right.
But that is truly starting
from the bottom.
The beginning.
He just it and it's been funny to watch. I mean, not again, if you've had that front seat to see this all actually happen, which has been awesome. You know, I've seen every step of your life too, in terms of, you know, even I mean, with once you finally got a car and then your upgrade and then your next upgrade and then you're and then you got a condo and then you upgraded that and then you upgrade now you're in a house. I mean, it's just been fun. It hasn't been just like you've gone from the same thing to the same thing. Everything you do in the company and outside of the company is a baby step, a baby step, a baby step, a baby step.
Well, I appreciate that. I also want to speak on that for you because I've seen you start from a writer to, and just like you know me outside the studio, I know you outside the studio, your whole family. I feel like they're my family
too. They are. They are.
You know, I've seen you grow from a writer to an instructor to front desk to a studio manager to master instructor of the studio, truly have delved and still are delving into every aspect of the studio. So, you know, I want to continue to talk about you and your growth. So you're still teaching in Charleston, one of the originals.
Yeah.
You know, and the originals consist, they were our original group of trainees, our originals. Right now there's three of you guys.
We went through
Jess.
Yeah. Jess and Brett and myself.
And you.
We went through, just so everybody knows, you know, when we finally decided to do our first bout of training, you know, I decided and Nick decided too that I needed to be a part of something. You know, I was teaching already to take the load off of him so that he could rest his legs and stuff and just rest, period. And so when it came around to January, we had a good little class of about 10 people that went out for it. And, you know, there was actually, you know, for those that are training now and those that will train in the future, there's actually nothing better than being a part of training with somebody.
Yep.
You will forever and ever have that connection. Absolutely. Yep. And so
even the people that aren't still teaching with us, I feel like
are all
connected still in
100%. I mean, and I know she'll listen to this too, Katie. This morning she wrote me and sent me a picture of, you know, it was like this day
I saw that picture.
From whenever that I gave her a ride that knocked her hair completely out of its braids and she was laughing about it. You know
it's so funny. I was watching Kim and Katie, if you're listening to this, I was looking through pictures the other day and we're gearing up for summer again.
Yeah.
And do you remember our first summer campaign?
It was the
and
best.
We went around and ate ice cream. But anyways, Katie and Kim, if you're listening, we miss you dearly.
We miss you, miss you.
We love to see your continued success. And we're always thinking of you. But, you know, you're right. We had this training program and you were a part of the training program. And at the time with the training program, we knew the ideas. You helped put it together. We built the manual.
Yeah.
We knew the idea and the mission has always stayed the same.
100%.
The way we train has 100% changed.
Oh, gosh.
It's nowhere near what it used to be.
It's not even close.
It was successful then, obviously.
It was. We pulled out some great instructors and had fun doing it. Mm-hmm. And we gave it with that crew, the ones that made it through, because you're not always guaranteed a spot in training, always. I mean, you may go through the whole thing and not get it. And so, you know, the handful of us that did, you know, I think it tells something about that three of us are still here in this company, in this community. Those that aren't want to be, I think that the ones that had to walk away after a year or so miss
it. Due to other conflicts, yeah.
Yeah, just due to work, due to life outside of here. You know, this isn't, I'm one of the very few that this is their only job.
Yep.
You know, everybody else is doing life outside of here, which is awesome, juggling a lot of balls to do that. So it's a fun thing and I'm so glad that January took place, period. And then from there, just kind of snowballed.
It's crazy to think back at just where everyone as an individual and as a team has grown to. And
absolutely.
It's crazy to think, you know, I'd miss it. Every day I miss it.
Yeah.
Every day I miss it. But it's so important to me and to everyone else that we continue to do that in some type of way in all studios moving forward. Because even though Zenergy's growing, you know, we're opening up more studios and bringing on more team members, the foundation is just so important to all of us because we talk about the heart all the time, you know, and you can speak on this while each studio has such a strong community.
They each have their own heartbeat.
They each have their own heartbeat. And 100%. One of my favorite things, and again, I love all of our studios, I love all of our writers, but one of my favorite things about the Charleston studio, there's nothing like the original studio.
There's not.
And the people that ride at the original studio, some who have been here truly since day one, mm-hmm. are at 800, 900 rides, yeah. you know, whatever.
And still
and
going.
They're still riding.
They're
and
still doing
those
it.
Those people.
Megan Pierce. Carrie Fenwick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amy Condaris.
Amy Condaris.
Yeah.
Their
there's a lot.
Stories. I would have never thought almost 4 years ago that we would be where we are today as a whole.
Yeah. Not in a million
it's
years.
It's emotional to think about. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's pretty crazy. And the reason why I say all this is because those people that you just named and beyond, mm-hmm. the people that come to the studio, and in particular right now I'm just talking about the Charleston studio because it was the original studio, is the original studio and always will be, is that you guys are the ones that have helped us build Zenergy mm-hmm. what it is.
Right.
Whether it be you, yourself, Meg, or the writers, the Charleston studio is where Zenergy started.
It's where it was defined.
It's where it was defined. And it's so in one of my favorite, you know, Charleston is one of my favorite small towns. Mm-hmm. It's where I grew up.
It's home.
It's home. It's so special and means so much to me that an economy mm-hmm. such as today,
right,
that a studio like us, mm-hmm. 4 years later, can still be here, especially when we were told everyone's knocked down when they start, but yeah. at the beginning we were really knocked down.
This is not going to work.
Not
in this
work.
Town. Yeah.
Not going to work.
You know, it is. It's amazing every single day. And I, you know, I get on that bike every day and I look out at, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 faces. And I'm reminded once again that we truly are the little engine that could. Yep. And, you know, whatever we're doing, whatever it is that keeps bringing them back, it's real and it works. And it works. It's authentic. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Yep.
You know, it's authentic.
It's raw.
It's raw.
You know, I think the thing about everyone on our team and our writers is that everyone is vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Our mission and our philosophy is to know everybody. And I can say that I truly know. I teach in Morgantown. I know everyone in Morgantown.
You
know everyone in Charleston. Yeah. You know, Pittsburgh, they know everyone in Pittsburgh.
Right.
We want to make the connection with you.
What I love is that now it intermingles. And now, I mean, I don't know some people direct, but I know them.
Of them through
I know
media,
of them. And I feel like we're all buddies. You know what I mean? Like I just met Presley for the first time at training this past week or two.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like we've known each other forever.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I think good people attract good people.
Yeah.
You know? And so what a neat, neat place
I agree.
This is because of that. Yeah. We're the heartbeat. You have your heartbeat. Yep. They have their heartbeat. And
every
they all
studio,
beat together.
So on and so forth.
Yeah, they all beat together. I remind writers all the time. I think my favorite time of all is when I know that, you know, somebody in Morgantown is on the bike and somebody in Pittsburgh is on the bike at the same time
the same
I am.
Time.
And there's just something special about
it's
it.
It's like an energy that just, like,
yeah.
you can feel it.
You can
we
feel it.
We used to do it when we used to use Spotify.
Yeah.
You could see when
you could
we were
see
playing.
When people were riding. I'd be like, yeah. oh, I love that. Yeah, no, I know. You guys, it is a neat thing, especially if you breathe it in. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to put it. Zenergy will change your life if you let it.
Yep.
And maybe that wasn't what it was supposed to do at the beginning.
Yep.
It was supposed to just be there to give you.
I
think it
was
just you had a really great idea to give you something to do.
You know what I talk about in one of the parts of the series is that when it started, it was just started because I was in a dark place and I just wanted something to do.
Yeah.
The mission has always remained the same, but I don't know if the philosophy has always stayed the same. The philosophy of in which the growth and the success and the team that we built.
You know, how you kind of welcomed everybody in. And then I welcomed everybody in, and then me and you as a team welcomed everybody in. And I think that is where it took form.
Yep.
I think that personal
because
side
we still
of
do it,
it
today.
Yeah, took form, and then it just snowballed.
Yeah.
We decided this is the place we want to, this is how we want to do this.
I mean, I just remember I completely kind of off topic, but not really. I mean, again, just going back, and then we'll start to close it up, going back to the original studio and what we had. I mean, I remember when we first started. The whole sign ordeal.
Oh my gosh.
And we're not going to talk about the whole sign ordeal because we could talk a long time on this.
Oh, the signs.
But to make a long story short, we had some signs on the building mm-hmm. that we were told we could have. And then we kept getting fined over these daggone signs. And to
draw the picture.
To them, the signs were just, they were just vinyls that were on the building. They didn't stick out. And they were just our logo so that people could see where we were. And so, to make the long story short, talking about the community that we built, those signs are no longer on the building.
And we don't need them.
And we don't have them.
And we don't
There's
need
really
them.
No signage. And we don't need them.
We don't need them.
We don't need them.
We are just
are the hidden
door
between the two
plants.
Bushes. Between the two plants.
When they're out there.
When they're out there. So Meg, let's start to wrap it up.
Absolutely.
What, you know, for, especially for the Charleston writers, but beyond that, what are some final thoughts? Do you have anything that you would really like to share with anybody
and
everybody?
You know, and I think I draw on maybe what other people have said. You know, I even had a rider today, and I just kept reminding her to breathe. You know, I think, again, as an adult, it is hard to do something new. And you're afraid of looking silly, and you're just afraid of looking silly. And, you know, I try to remind anybody that walks through these doors that, one, we welcome silly. We love silly.
Yeah, we love fun.
We love fun and silly. And, but for the most part, we like bravery and we like love. And so I love nothing more than to watch people leap. And whether that you're on your 150th ride and you're going to do something new for the first time, you know, on the bike, or you're coming in here for the first time and you're breathing heavy and you're nervous, you know, I think I want everybody that listens to know that, like, we welcome that. Like, we thrive off of that, not because you're new, not because, you know, whatever, just because we want to make you feel like you have found your spot, just like you made me feel like I found my spot, you know, remind you of your purpose a little bit, reminder of who you are on a bike, who you are in life. And it's just important to remember, you know, like, leap, take these leaps. I think it goes back
yourself.
To your Geronimo song, you know, and it still to this day brings Charleston like life when you play it. And it, because of you, you did that. And that song is about leaping.
Yep.
You know,
well, listen, I appreciate all of your compliments towards me. I can
say just
as many to you. Because
it's just easy with us because we banter back and forth like that anyway, you know.
I mean, you know, I've loved to see your growth, and I love you. Our team loves you. Riders love you. So yeah, let's wrap this thing up. As always, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. We can talk for days and days and days and hours.
You guys don't want to listen that long.
We've got a timer here. But continue along. Continue listening. If you haven't gotten to check out one of Meg's classes, she teaches at the Charleston Studio. She's on the schedule all the time. Just search for Meg. She's our master instructor in charge of our instructors at the Charleston Studio. But for now, that's all I have. Have a happy day.